You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to Take Me Home, the show that helps a lonely animal have a second chance at a new life. A home, a family, someone to play with, and someone to love. Join host Susan Daffron as she talks to guests from animal shelters and rescues about some of their favorite adoptable pets. These pets might be diamonds in the rough that may have been overlooked, but still need a great loving home. We'll shine the light on these pets and share their personalities, quirks, and stories with you. The goal of Take Me Home is to promote happy adoptions. We'll showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Here's your host, Susan Daffron.
Welcome to Take Me Home on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Susan Daffron, founder of the National Association of Pet Rescue Professionals. Thanks for listening. Today we have Cindy Gagne from the Southeast Pug Rescue and Adoption Group. She'll be talking to us about a pug named Turbo who's available for adoption. We'll be right back with Cindy after these messages.
Take Me Home. We'll be right back with more great stories of lonely pets in search of loving homes right after these messages. Stay tuned. Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Get ready to meet your future best friend. Take Me Home is back, and there's a pet waiting just for you.
Welcome back to Take Me Home on Pet Life Radio. My name is Susan Daffron, and today I'm talking with Cindy from the Southeast Pug Rescue and Adoption Group. We're going to be talking about a dog named Turbo. So thanks for joining me, Cindy.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So first off, tell me a little bit about the Southeast Pug Rescue and Adoption and what you do.
Sure. Thank you so much. Southeast Pug Rescue and Adoption was started in the early 1990s, mostly in the Southeast United States. So we cover parts of Alabama, North Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and North Carolina. All of our dogs come into foster homes. We do not have a shelter at this time, and we have approximately 50 foster homes in 8 southeastern states.
Wow.
And probably like most rescue groups, we are finding ourselves inundated these days with dogs. And we now adopt out about 200 pugs and pug mixes on an annual basis.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and we do, all of our monies are raised by fundraisers and donations and then through our adoption fees.
Mm-hmm.
So currently, we have about 50 dogs in foster care.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's with the economic times, we've certainly seen not so much of an increase, but the situations that people find themselves in, that is how we get our dogs.
Yeah.
So,
tell me a little bit about one of your dogs who's in foster care right now, Turbo.
Yeah, Turbo actually happens to be my foster. Turbo is an 8-year-old male pug, and he came to us as an owner surrender because his owner could no longer care for Turbo and his medical needs. Turbo has diabetes, and he's had diabetes for about 2 years. when we got Turbo in the fall of last year, he really was not managed very well, and so he was a little sickly when we first got him, but now he's lost 4 pounds, and his skin and his coat are all back to normal and looking great. He has a great appetite, as most pugs do, and he is managed very well by getting 2 insulin shots a day, which he does not mind at all because he knows he gets a treat, albeit a low-calorie treat, after he gets his shot. So I know that a lot of people would be very, very concerned about having a diabetic dog, thinking that possibly they would be very sickly or not live long. My husband and I had a diabetic pug ourselves, so we kind of get all the diabetics that come into our organization. Mm-hmm. And she lived to the ripe old age of 16. So
wow,
their lives are not necessarily cut short because of the disease. And, you know, what's interesting is that what you need to do for a diabetic dog is the same thing you would need to do for any dog, which is watch what they eat, make sure they don't get overweight, and you know, look for any kind of personality changes that could be indicative of you know, a problem with his diabetes. So mm-hmm. he really doesn't take a lot of effort whatsoever, and he has one of the sweetest personalities, and I'd have to say most adaptable personalities of any dog we've fostered. We've fostered about 60 dogs over the last 6 years, and
wow,
yeah, he just is just a real, real, real sweetheart. He loves to be with you. You know, pugs were bred for companionship, so mm-hmm. they like to be with people. But he's a little bit more of what we call a Velcro pug. he, for example, when I take a shower in the morning, when I step out of the shower, he and I fight for the mat because he's always sleeping on the mat waiting for me to get out of the shower. So he really is a special little guy, and I want people to know that just because he has diabetes doesn't affect his personality or how happy he is to see you when you come home or any of those things. So he's just a real sweet, sweet little boy.
Well, and I know that a lot of people who worry about diabetes are thinking about the shots. And I know that my mom, actually, her cat ended up getting diabetes. And I can report that if my mom can give a shot and deal with the needles, anybody can give the shots. It's really not that hard. And the animals, it's like they get used to it. It doesn't hurt them. The needles are so, so fine that their skin is covered with fur. So it becomes a very routine thing. I mean, just like you feed the dog every morning, it just becomes part of your routine.
Yep.
And it's really not that big of a deal. And the vet, or in your case, you would show the new owner how to do it.
Oh, absolutely. And we have folks that pet sit for us that are just friends and neighbors, and they have been willing to learn how to do this. And so, you know, they're not certified professional pet sitters or anything like that. Like I said, he does very well. Another thing that people might be concerned about is cost. The syringes are about $12 for 100,
mm-hmm.
and he gets 2 shots every day, so that'll last you just a little bit over 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's about $4, $5 a month for the syringes. His insulin costs $40 for a vial, but the vial contains 1,000 units of insulin, and he gets a total of 8 units a day. So that vial of insulin is going to last you quite a while.
Wow, no kidding. It must last several months,
yes,
right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It does need to be refrigerated, but we go camping with our foster dogs, and Turbo's gone camping with us, and we just, you know, take it, put it in a Ziploc bag and put it in the cooler, and it's perfectly fine. He is on prescription dog food. He's on a weight control dog food, just because managing a diabetic's weight is so very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so again, a lot of that is still keeping your dog healthy. And
absolutely.
And you would, the special food is probably more expensive, but on the other hand, pugs are not gigantic dogs, so they probably don't eat that much.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So
how much does Turbo weigh at this point?
Turbo weighs 22 pounds.
Okay. Just to give people an idea of the size of a pug that is not overweight.
Yeah, he actually is a little bit taller. He's got long legs. I have three pugs myself, and he's a little bit taller than them. But he's very svelte. He has a waist, and
that's a good thing. We're proud.
Exactly. I see lots of pugs with no waist. So
yes, I have too.
Yeah. So he has a good waist, and ever since we got him regulated, like I said, he came to us not quite in great shape, but once we got him regulated, he has been perfectly fine and has had no problems at all. So yeah, he's a sweet guy. I take him with me a lot when we do fundraisers and stuff, which requires the dog to sit there or, you know, and be touched and oogled at by lots of people and little kids and all of that kind of stuff, and none of that bothers him.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and he was actually raised with cats, so he knows all about cats.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back with Cindy after these messages from our sponsors.
Take Me Home. We'll be right back with more great stories of lonely pets in search of loving homes right after these messages. Stay tuned.
I'm Christine Latham, host of The Pampered Pooch.
And I'm Vicki Nixon, your co-host.
Ever get tired of people that say it's just a dog? Well, we do.
It is a growing trend that people love and treat their pets like they are their children.
This podcast series will be on topics inclusive of how people pamper their pooches, no matter how big or how small they are.
On The Pampered Pooch, we'll talk about pet parties, happening social events, health, and nutrition.
Each week, we pick a product of the week, a pooch of the week, and a pooch needing to be adopted.
If you like to treat your pet like the royalty they are, then The Pampered Pooch is for you.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Get ready to meet your future best friend. Take Me Home is back, and there's a pet waiting just for you.
We're back with Cindy from the Southeast Pug Rescue and Adoption. I'm your host, Susan Daffron, and we're talking about a dog named Turbo today. So if you were able to describe the perfect home for Turbo, what would it be like?
The perfect home for Turbo, he is fine with other dogs. And I think he would be fine with other dogs, but I don't think it's necessary that he has other dogs. So he would be in a home with none or possibly one or two other dogs.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I both work, so it doesn't have to be anybody that's home all day. And it needs to be someone, I think, that's kind of low-key. Mm-hmm. Turbo's kind of a low-key kind of guy, so he's not going to be the dog that's going to want to go out for, you know, a two-mile walk every evening. But He certainly is okay with some exercise, and he would just want to be in a house where somebody can really appreciate a dog sitting right next to you in the evening and when you get out of the shower in the morning. So he is a very adaptable guy. He does wonderful with children, does not require a fenced yard. So his perfect home pretty much is just about anything out there.
Well, and he's kind of unusual, it sounds like, in that, I mean, a lot of times when we're talking about dogs, it's like, well, you need to make a commitment to a whole lot of exercise, and it sounds like Turbo, well, he's pretty much, you know, he could pretty much hang out with you even if you're a total and complete couch potato.
Oh, absolutely. He could. He would be great, actually, for, you know, kind of an older person, possibly, because mm-hmm. he doesn't require a lot of maintenance and he doesn't require a lot of exercise. He just requires somebody who's going to love him bunches.
I saw on his page that He likes to curl up with your husband in recliner chairs. So the other special consideration is that if you have a recliner chair, then that's an extra credit point for Turbo.
That's right.
That was very cool. So other than his diabetes, does Turbo have any types of habits or quirks or anything that a new owner should know about?
Gosh. He gets very excited about eating, so he's kind of vocal. He'll let you know as he's sitting there while you're getting his food ready that he's ready to eat. He's a great eater. He's not food aggressive whatsoever. The other little thing is that because of his diabetes, his vision isn't as great as it could be. He probably only sees to about maybe 4 or 5 feet. Though he does get along fine. We have a dog door, and he lets himself out, goes out to the yard, does his business, comes back in all by himself. So it's just that sometimes he can get a little startled if you come up behind him and he doesn't know that you're there. But he's never snapped, never shown any kind of aggressive behavior whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
He does like to sleep in his crate. He didn't know what a crate was when we first got him, and now sometimes when we're looking for him, we can't find him. We find him sleeping in his crate. So
cool.
He's kind of gotten an affinity for that.
One of my dogs is like that, too. We call it her hut. She
yeah.
likes going to her hut.
Yeah,
makes
exactly.
her happy.
Yeah.
It's a good
yep.
thing.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Sometimes yeah. dogs just think the crate is the best thing ever. It's a bed. It's a cave. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So any final thoughts on Turbo?
Well, I just would, you know, like people to kind of look past this minor medical issue that he has, and if you're looking for a dog that really has a very, very sweet personality, gets along with dogs, cats, kids, really won't take that much time and effort, really look at Turbo. He's a really, really just a fine, fine boy.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, and I'd like to thank our guests and our producers for making this show possible. For more information about Turbo, you can check out the Southeast Pug Rescue and Adoption website at www.rescuepug.com. And if you're involved in rescue, check out all the great benefits you can receive as a member of the National Association of Pet Rescue Professionals at www.naprp.com. If you'd like to feature your pets on Take Me Home, just click the contact link on the site to get in touch with us. If you have any questions or comments about this show, please email me at susand@petliferadio.com. So until next time, if you or anyone you know is considering getting a pet, please consider the adoption option and save a life.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.